Night on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Climb higher on top is in view. A glorified body awaiting for you. Hallelujah to Jesus, died on the tree to raise up this land of mercy for me. Press onward, climb higher, the top is in view, a glorified body is waiting on you. Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Climb higher, press on, view a glorified body awaiting for you. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory! Woo! 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 Ain't it good? Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory, glory, glory! Hallelujah! Woo! 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 Wonderful. Wonderful. I wanted to hear that song. I wanted to sing it. Don't know all the words to it. Glad the Lord gave me a little bit. Woo! Y'all might not need nothing from him, but I do. Yeah. This morning, I ain't too much worried about it. Be honest with you. If I read anything, I'll read from St. John, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah. to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Press onward, climb higher, the top is in view. A glorified body awaiting on you. There's more to that song. I can't get it. I might have to sing you this verse over again. Hallelujah. It might seem silly to y'all. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God there's an unction in this place. Woo! 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 Hallelujah! Woo! Woo! Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Press onward, climb higher. Woo! The top is in view. Woo! 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 A glorified body awaiting for you. Press onward, climb higher, the top is in view. A glorified body awaiting for you. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory! Sometimes it's not so easy to mind the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Press Yes, onward climb higher. The top is in view. A glorified body awaiting for you. Woo! I'd like to get the rest of it. Sometimes these things just better felt and told. And sometimes you need to tell them. Yes, you do. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. I'd like to preach to you. And I hope I can get there. But if I don't, you're just going to have to bear with me for a few minutes. I ain't quite ready yet. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! If you don't know what it feels like, brethren, get a hold of it. God will bless you this morning. Woo! Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Hallelujah! Preacher, I wouldn't get up there and act like that. I wouldn't either. Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up a ladder of mercy for me. Press onward, climb higher, the top is in view. A glorified body awaiting for you. I wished I knew the words. Third chapter of the book of St. John. Very familiar scripture. Hallelujah to Jesus, who died on the tree to raise up this ladder of mercy for me. Press onward, climb higher, the top is in view, a glorified body awaiting on you. You'll never outdo the Lord. No way, form, or fashion. Never, ever. You'll never outgive Him. You'll never outlast Him. He'll go with you, the Bible says, even unto the end. He'll be your hope. He'll be your stay. And the truth of it is, it was Him that raised up the ladder of mercy. I'll read some. Lord, help me. Might be all I do. Third chapter. We'll start with the first verse. Y'all read the scripture over there about Jacob and his ladder, had the Bible says he saw a ladder that reached from earth to glory, and angels ascending and descending up and down on it. He saw a day that hadn't yet come. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bible said he laid his head on a pillar, a stone. There he dreamed this dream, had this trance, or what it was you want to call it. He said, how dreadful is this place? Said, surely the Lord was in this house, this place. He said it was none other than the gate of heaven. He took there that stone that he laid his head on, and he erected a pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R, erected a pillar, a structure of some kind, and he called it Bethel, the house of God. Yes, sir. I don't believe Jacob ever forgot that. And I don't believe the Lord ever forgot Jacob either. Jacob told the Lord, he said, you go with me and bring me back again, and I'll give a tenth unto thee. That's what he said. He crossed that river with a staff in his hand. That's all he had, folks. When he come back, Steve, he has two bands. Two bands of people. Yes, sir. Think about it. I don't know this morning. I don't know your heart. I really don't. I really don't try to figure out sometimes what the Lord's doing. You know what I mean? The real truth of it is, I really don't need to know what He's doing. Just try to be obedient. It might have seemed completely out of order this morning. I can't help it. I won't sing unless I have to. Did you know that? Never have. Ain't going to today. Sometimes I have to. And I don't know what we're going to do as far as the other part of it today. So you bear with us. Third chapter. book of St. John, we're going to start with the first verse. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou bearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. That's all we're going to read this morning. Very familiar scripture as far as being familiar. And there's probably not any one of you sitting here that's not heard at least a little bit about this scripture. And it says, you must be born again. And it's pretty plain when he talks about it, because it is not a fleshly, earthly, natural birth that he's talking about. It is a spiritual birth. And there's not anybody that's living in this world, brethren, that'll ever make it from earth to glory without being born again. No way, no form, no fashion. The way ain't been made. My friend, outside of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way to make it home. You'll not have a glorified body unless you have been born again. It makes no difference this morning who you are. It makes no difference what your social status is. It makes no difference, my friend, where you come from. Folks, if you enter into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, you must be born again. Born again. We sang an old song, Free from Sin. I'm happy night and day. Something makes me want to shout, glory. Brethren, there's something inside of man
that belongs to God. And brethren, it has no peace until it is born again. No peace. No form, no fashion. There's not anything in this world that'll take the place, my friend, of a regenerated birth. Nothing. Absolutely nothing, my friend. It takes the Spirit of God to change your life. Yes, it does. And it's changed many. But you know, I'm glad, I'll say this, I'm glad I'm not the only one in the kingdom of heaven, ain't you? You say, preacher, that kingdom after a while, what you talking about, I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Brethren, you are born into it. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You know, too much emphasis put on, brethren, that all the glory and all the majesty and all that God's done for us is after a while. Brethren, I'm not no pauper. Thank God I'm a king. Thank God a royal priesthood. Yes, sir. I've been changed. Yes, sir. Been changed. Been born again. Thank God, free from sin. Preacher, I won't have that. My friend, he don't want you to live in the world like the world's living. He set you aside. Yes, sir. I'm going to say it. I believe it. Brethren, I'm going to preach it. Folks, you'll know on this side, brethren, where your eternal home is. Yes, you will. And you ain't on rations till you get there. What do you mean, preacher? You've got access. Y'all know what access is? You've got access to everything that the Father's got today. Yes, you have. Access. Yes, you have. I live in the same world you live in. Yes, sir, I see the everything that's going on that you see going on. And I'm going to tell you something. I can honestly say, thank God I'm not of this world. Thank God I've been born again. Yes. Woo! Make you want to shout? Does something for you? Your friends may not understand. The world don't understand. They have no clue. Preacher, what do you mean they have no clue? They have no clue. They have no clue where you're coming from because they do not share the same hope. Their hope, they're hoping to make it. That's their hope. Yes, sir, I'm not hoping that way. No, sir. Yes, sir. We have a hope, the Bible says, which is an anchor for the soul, my friend. Yes, sir. He knows me. But I know him. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo.
Preacher, if I had to act like that, I don't care nothing about it. The truth of it is, you won't know much about it. Song says, makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Born again. Folks, there's something inside of you that belongs to God. And all God wants is for you to give it to Him. Yes, sir. He's already paid the price. I've had to take my time this morning, and I'm not too worried about it. I want you to realize, my friend, you ain't going to get there just because you can quote a few verses of Scripture. And the real truth of it is, you ain't going to get there just because you know He's a merciful God. No, sir. There has to be a change. There has to be a change of heart inside of you. Yes, sir. Preacher, my wife's got it. I know she's got it. I'll go on hers. You'll do no such thing. You'll do no such thing. Folks, it's an individual affair between you and the Lord. Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus asked the carnal, natural question, how in the world can a man enter into his mother's womb the second time? And Christ explained it to him, did He not? He said, that that's born of flesh is flesh, but that that is born of spirit is spirit. Brethren, there's no end, thank God, to what Jesus has done for us. No end. It's eternal. I believe this too. I'm just going to give you what I got this morning. If I may. Brethren, there's something about you that is temporal. And there's something about you that is eternal. And you've got a choice in which eternity you're going to spend it. You know how long eternity is? Forever? Just keep going? Eternity? We sang a song sometimes. It sounds real good, but it says through eternity. There ain't no through it. There ain't no end. It carries on. Brethren, and that of which He said would be no end, He said of His government and the increase, there shall be no end. He is talking about His kingdom. I believe, I preach this, I believe this. Brethren, I believe when I got born again, when I got saved, when I got regenerated, whatever it is that you want to call it, I believe eternity started in my life. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something?
ain't no end. Preacher, we're going to bury you one of these days. You will. You'll bury this old man. But you ain't going to bury that other part. Hallelujah! Woo! He ain't going to die! Thank God! Glory! Hallelujah! He's living, brethren, forever today. Death hath no more dominion over him. Preacher, I wouldn't preach that. A lot of them won't. I'm going to preach it. I'm not just going to preach it. Thank God, I believe it. I believe that's what God's talking about. We sang the old song, I'll Never Die, Just Be Promoted. We'll sing it to high heaven, turn right around and worry about dying. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to heaven no way. No, sir. Preacher, you just said it's for eternity. It is. That you looking at this morning ain't going. There's something on the inside of me that's going. Leaving here. He's leaving this old body. This old grave, if you'll have it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, the altar. Woo! In this world that's got me captive. Is this old man you looking at? Amen. Yes, sir. But one day, thank God, he gonna be set free. Yes, sir. He leaving here. Can I tell you something? Brother old Paul come down to the end of his journey. He called his son of the faith. He called him around. He began to talk to him. He said, I've fought a good fight. He said, I have kept the faith. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You can rattle around that all you want to. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's something to keeping the faith. Yes, they are. You'll not haphazardly, thank God, make it to heaven. No, sir. No, sir. Heaven is my home. I'm going there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah, Christ. I'm going there, my friend. Woo. Listen. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, is there a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Not for me only, but all them that love the Lord at his appearing, my friend. I'm going to ask you a serious question. Has he appeared to you? I'm just going to preach you what the Lord gave me, and I'm going to tell you what he told me to tell you, my friend. Some of you he ain't appeared to yet. Mm. Preacher, I went to the altar and I got down and I got up and told the church I was saved. Good for you. What changed? What changed? Hear me? Why, preacher, that's all you got to do. I'm afraid there's something got to take place. I'm afraid, believe it or not, I'm afraid there's a death got to take place. Not only a death, brethren, there's a resurrection takes place. Go read the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. Yes, sir. Preacher, I didn't know all that happened. You know, there's very little about your salvation that you realize what happened. I can't explain how to get saved. You can't either. Preacher, I know I'm saved. Well, there's something comes with that knowledge. Yes, sir. There's something that comes with that knowledge. Did you know I'm no longer a servant, but a son? Huh? To his own he came, and many received him. To as many as believe upon him, they received him. Is that not right? And to them that believed, Robert, in that day, to them that believed, to them he gave them the power to become the sons of God. Listen. There's about 3,000 of them rose up in the day of Pentecost. I love this scripture. There's 120 of them in the upper room. They gathered themselves together waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Yes, they were. They is waiting on the Holy Ghost, my friend. Preacher, they didn't get all that. Sure they did. Can I tell you something? You did too. If you want to, if you've been born again, come and get a verse of a song. Preacher, you ain't going to shut it off. I am. This is it. There's no reason in this world not to make heaven. There's not one. What do you mean, preacher? There's not one. There's not one. The way's been made. But I'm going to be just this straightforward with you. You cannot come on your own. The scripture says that you'll not come except the Father which is in heaven draw you. They've got to be a drawing. Preacher, I wouldn't preach that. I'm going to preach it. They've got to be a drawing. A lot of them ain't never been drawed. Preacher, you full of it this morning. I got news for you. It's not hard to make it to heaven. The price has already been paid. The way has already been made. And the forgiveness of sins is already there. Is it not? You know what he told that rich young ruler? You know why he told the rich young ruler to go sell all that he had and distribute among the poor? You know why he told him that? Because that's what he held on to. Amen. Is that not right? Yeah. Held on to it, Robert. Listen. When the Lord draws that heart, then's the time. I don't care where you are. Amen. Preacher, you may not get saved at home. You can if the Lord's drawing. I never will forget several years back. Brother Hooper, Janelle's son. He had two sons. One of them got saved during our service. And we was coming around shaking hands with him, and his brother come and asked his dad, said, "What about me?" We got talking to him. He said he got saved up here at Cool Springs around the side of the building while he was playing hide and seek. Huh? Said the Lord got to dealing with him. Huh? Preacher, he won't do that. He will do that. Yeah. If he's drawing. Yeah. If he's drawing. Folks, it takes a drawing from God.
Amen.
That's number one, make a difference. Number one. Preacher, I just come down there and I'll pray. I'll pray till he hears me. Well, the truth of it is, you get in the right brokenheartedness and the right frame of mind, you might get a hold of him. I ain't gonna tell you you ain't. But I'll tell you one thing, he will not save you until he draws you.
Yeah.
There'll be some drawing somewhere. Will they not? I'm not trying to be smart this morning.
Bless the Lord.
Preacher, I know a lot of people ain't never had to do that. Yeah, and you know a lot of people ain't never been saved. Amen. Yes, sir. He didn't make 45 different ways.
Yeah.
He didn't make 100 different ways. He didn't make 2 different ways. They not but one. We preach it. We believe it. We sang about it. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes that spirit will do you just like it done me this morning. Sometimes I have to get out of the ordinary. Yes, sir.
And bless him, Lord.
I know I didn't know the whole song. I give that excuse for 2 or 3 days. Preacher, he ain't dealt with you that long. Yes, he has. I told you Wednesday night I had a song.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the book. I know it wasn't in the book. But I'm going to say this. It must not have been for Wednesday night. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know whether you needed it or not, but I sure did.
Yeah.
And I'm not a good singer, not saying anything about that. But I got news for you. I can sing when the Lord wants me to. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Glory, hallelujah! Woo! Woo! They ain't nothing like the Spirit of God! Brethren! When it moves you this morning.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of him. I know when the Lord saved me, don't you?
Yeah.
If he's drawing, it'd be a good time to get saved.
Now, we're living in a world where just about anything goes, and that goes for Christianity also. I know the God I trust. Had a man took a dollar bill and showed it to me one day. We was on the discussion.
Yeah.
He said, "In God we trust." I said, "That don't mean that you trust him."
Yeah.
And he is my boss. But we wasn't talking work.
Yeah.
You hear me? And he knowed it. That don't mean beans. I got one too. I got a dollar.
Yeah.
I can draw it out. In God we trust. That does not mean you trust in God.
Amen.
Do you know that? I want to tell you something. I've not really studied it out or depicted it, but I've heard men say that Daniel was on a mission. Probably was. I don't know. I've never asked a question. I've never looked it up. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got put on the carpet, so to speak. Did they not? In a land crafted to where they said they believed God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Old King Nebuchadnezzar made him a great image, and he blowed the trumpets, the cornets, the sackbuts, the psalteries. All the musicians played, and the decree went out. Everybody bowed. Yeah. Can I tell you something? These three men did not know salvation as we know it.
Yeah.
They lived under a different dispensation.
Yeah.
Under a different time. But I'm going to tell you something. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego believed in God.
Amen.
You hear me? I doubt they had any coins or bills or anything else that inscripted the fact, "In God we trust." But they sung, they done everything that they were supposed to do, and everybody bowed except what? Three. One, two, three. I believe they stuck out like sore thumbs. Don't you? But you know what? They believed. They wasn't known by. They was taken captivity. They wasn't even in Jerusalem. And brethren, it did not make no difference. They still believed in their God.
Yeah.
Nebuchadnezzar, honestly, he thought a good bit of these men. Yes, he did. He told them, he said, "You bring them down here. I want to talk to them." He looked at old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he said, "Is thy God that thou servest able to deliver thee?"
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Lord!
Yes or no, we believe.
Can we ask you that question?
Yeah.
You trust God good enough? Do you?
Listen,
they spoke up and they said, "Old King," said, "we're not careful." In other words, it ain't bothering us. We're going to answer you. Whether our God delivers us or not, we're not bowing. Huh? You know why they wouldn't bow? "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." I believe it. Brethren, I just didn't believe it. They believed it.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
But whether he delivers us or not, we ain't bowing. Because of that right there. Preacher, they is captive down in a strange land. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter how far away from home you get. Old Fred Coker said, he is in World War II. He said, the Lord would get with you in a foxhole. I love talking to that man about it. Yes, sir. He'll get in a foxhole with you. Just what he said, Randy. He'll get in a foxhole with you. Huh? He knowed without a doubt his God reigned. Listen. Old Nebuchadnezzar, he told him, he said, you go heat that furnace up 7 times hotter than it's ever been heated. You don't think he's angry? You don't think his anger got kindled?
Yeah.
But brethren, the whole time there's something about Nebuchadnezzar that knowed there was a God.
Yeah.
He must have seen pictures of him.
Yeah.
Ah. Too much, ain't it? Listen. We're going to play that music the second time. If you bow, you'll be okay. If you don't, you go in that furnace.
I didn't care.
Who believed who? Who believed what? When you're put on the carpet, my friend, it's between you and God. I got news for you. You better believe in him.
Amen.
He still makes a way.
Amen.
When there ain't no way. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, sir. They took them down there. They cast them into that fiery furnace. The Bible says that it was so hot that it slew the men that cast them in. That's how hot it was. Don't tell me that fire wasn't hot. They bound them up, did they not? Cast them in. I don't know how long he waited, but he waited probably long enough. He said, I'm going to take a look. Why did he go take a look? Curious. Why did he go take a look? He wanted to know whether their God was able to deliver them. Yes, sir. He went down there and he looked. He said, didn't we cast 3 men bound in this fire? Yeah. He said, I see 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
4, folks. He said, and they're loosed up walking around. And the form of the 4th is likened to the Son of God.
Yeah.
Is that not what he said?
Yeah.
How in the world did he know what Son of God looked like? I'm not going to get into that. You listen to me. All that happened that Nebuchadnezzar might know that there is a God.
Yeah.
He sent out a decree. He went right from there. He went over and he made a decree. He said, we're not going to serve any other God except the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah. For no other God can deliver after this sort. Folks, it's 2024. And there's still no other God that can deliver after this sort. You must be born again. Let us stand.